Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Les Mann. Batting second. The shortstop, Spex Topperser. Batting third. The third baseman, Milt Stock. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dell Gaynor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Austin McHenry. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Schultz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Ansmith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou North. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lou North. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jigger Stats. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty Krug. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Max Fleck. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Callahan. Batting 7th. The second baseman, ZB Terry. Batting 8th. The catcher, Kettle Wirtz. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Percy Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Percy Jones. And now, play ball. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann takes first base on ball 4. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Stats. Stock reaches second base with a double. Mann moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Dell Gaynor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaynor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McHenry. Stats reaches second base with a double. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stats moves to third. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a pop-up towards first. Gaynor fields the ball and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. North drops the ball. That's an out and an error on North. Stats scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hollocker moves to second. Max Fleck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleck hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mann. Callahan reaches second base with a double. Hollocker scores. Grimes goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. ZB Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Callahan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Statt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Lou North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kettlewirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stats hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 0-for-1 in the game. Topperser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Topperser for the out. Two outs. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a fly ball into center field. Mann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-1 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Topperser. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-1 in the game. Flack hits a fly ball into center field. Mann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Gaynor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaynor is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaynor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 0-for-1 in the game. McHenry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaynor moves to second. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Gaynor moves to third. McHenry moves to second. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ansmith strikes out. Two outs. Lou North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North takes first base on ball 4. Gaynor scores. McHenry moves to third. Schultz moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Callahan hits a pop-up towards short. Topperser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kettleworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terry. The throw from Ansmith and he is out, Hornsby applying the tag. Two outs. Kettleworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gaynor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 0-for-2 in the game. Topperser takes first base on ball 4. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stock bunts towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Topperser moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Topperser moves to third. One out. Del Gaynor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaynor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaynor hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Topperser tags and scores. Hornsby tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 3, Cubs, 3. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stats hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-2 in the game. Krug hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hollocker. The throw from Ansmith and he is out, Topperser applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McHenry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stats, who is chasing the ball. McHenry reaches third base with a triple. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schultz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McHenry scores. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Tony Kaufman now pitching. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ansmith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schultz moves to second. One out. Lou North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Schultz moves to third. Two outs. Jack Smith pinch hits for Les Mann. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Topperser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Smith now playing center field. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Smith, who is chasing the ball. Grimes reaches third base with a triple. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-2 in the game. Flack hits a line drive towards short. Topperser catches it and throws to third to double up Grimes. Two outs. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Callahan hits a pop-up towards short. Topperser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Stock moves to second. One out. Jack Vernier pinch hits for Dale Gaynor. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier takes first base on ball four. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McHenry hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for Joe Schultz. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote now playing center field. Jack Smith now playing right field. Jack Vernier now playing first base. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell pinch hits for Kettle Wirtz. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell now catching. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ansmith hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stats hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-3 in the game. Krug strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Topperser hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Stock hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-3 in the game. Flack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Flack reaches second base with a double. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Callahan strikes out. Ansmith drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Callahan out. There goes Flack. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flack scores. It's Cardinals, 4, Cubs, 4. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terry. The throw from Ansmith and he is out, Hornsby applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vernier hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flack, who is chasing the ball. Vernier reaches third base with a triple. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. McHenry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernier tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ansmith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Barber pinch hits for Tony Kaufman. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stats hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.